looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everybody, welcome to Light on Living in our special show that we do the first Monday of every month, and it's a musical chairs. And so just to remind everybody what musical chairs is all about, we've got Eric Lambier here, myself, Lisa Berry, and Lisa and Eric bring you a show that puts a spotlight on songs of influence, words of inspiration, lines of love, and verses of humor and joy. So we ask you all to join to explore emotion and climb the scale of good vibration while jumping from one song to another and guest to guest as we play musical chairs. So we have a guest today, and Eric, let's say hello to Eric here.
Hi, I'm not the guest. I'm the co-host, actually, but we do have a guest. Our first interview today is going to be with a singer-songwriter, guitarist extraordinaire, Mr. Tobin Spring. So we'd like to welcome Tobin.
Hey, Eric and Lisa.
Hey, well, today we are so excited to have you because you've written a bunch of songs and you're such a fabulous player. And this is a fella you got to play up north at.
I've played up many times at the Atwell Concert Series with Tobin.
Yes, and also other friends. We had Jim on the show before, my show.
Oh, yes, the Lodge.
Yeah.
Came down and hung out with us too there, for sure.
So we chose a good guest. We've got, it's a friend as well.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, I was going to say, we've got a little bit of a theme going on here. The theme, I want to call it fun, because this is a blues, it's rock, it's fun and jamming. But with Eric, what would you say, we're gonna talk a little bit about the song that Tobin's, you know, going to let us play here, but there's a theme to it. It's just, it's fun, it's friends, it's a good time.
Yes, it's called Up the Road, and we'll ask Tobin more about this as well. Called Up the Road, and the way I view it, it is, you know, there's a lot of fun up the road, but there's also a lot of help from a lot of people up the road that a lot of times we're in the country, that kind of thing helps a lot. If somebody's down and needs a hand, that kind of thing. Now, do you think, is that kind of how you wrote it, Tobin?
No, you've got it bang on there, Eric. That's right. It started out as a song about good times with friends and family, but then it kind of morphed into this thing that even, you know, if you're someone who maybe is down on your luck or in need of some help, then, you know, there's these places that you can go to and meet these people that can help you with whatever is going on in your life. And you know, it's good to look forward to these types of places and try and search them out and find these kinds of people, whether it's family or friends and these types of get-togethers where it is all about fun and having a good time, but also helping each other out. So that's kind of what it morphed into, and feels like it's always been a really positive song for me to sing.
Right. I'm from the country, too, and a lot of those get-togethers can actually morph into somebody's not there because of a certain problem. You know, a barn burned out. I don't know. Many things. And
yeah.
We're here to get something going, folks, and you sit around and you figure out what people can do and go down the road and help.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, Tobin, it made me think of what you were just talking about there is follow the yellow brick road. And,
yeah.
You know, you meet the lion and you meet the scarecrow and, you know, all these different people offer different roadside assistance here.
There you go. Up the roadside assistance.
Exactly.
I'm going to put you on the spot here before because we actually should tell a little bit about.
On the spotter, by the way.
I'm on the spotter. We actually will introduce you properly, but I just want to throw this out right now because I'm thinking about it. When you did write that and you're thinking about that and the good times, but what can come out of the good times, were you going through something specific in life or helping out a friend, or was it just truly all of life together?
Yeah, you know, I can't recall what I was going through. I know that there were some changes that were happening with me about 5 or 6 years ago where, you know, I've been a musician. I'm 38 now. I've been a musician for, you know, my whole life as far as I can remember. And there were some times where, you know, I was sort of struggling with, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Is this what it's going to be? And is this the right path for me? And so, and eventually just through me doing some soul searching and, and you know, and talking to some people that I was close with, I ended up becoming very focused and comfortable with what it is I'm doing, and sort of you know, resolved within myself about it, and happy moving forward. And certainly that probably had an influence in the songwriting that I was doing at that point. That that particular song, you know, I'm from the country, so we have a lot of get-togethers and concerts, as well as you know, we do a thing up there, which I'm sure we'll talk more about here, called the Etwell Concert Series, which is something that my family puts on, and we have special guests and other musicians who come in, and there's a great audience, and so it's all based off those types of you know, get-togethers and musical connections and stuff like that.
If you don't mind me saying, I know you went through a hard time there a few years. Your house burnt.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, you went through a pretty hard time, and I'm sure there are friends on different levels who stepped up to help you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? There's some great songs waiting to be written there. I've just got to get myself to the place where I can do that. But, yeah, about 2 years ago, you know, I came home after a gig with my fiance, and you know, my house was, you know, you couldn't, from the outside, there was nothing really visible happening. But once she opened the door and called me to the door saying that the smoke alarm was going off and the lights weren't working. And there was smoke billowing out the front door, and through us, me running up to the door and the door being wide open, that caused the, whatever was smoldering, the fire that was in there smoldering, it caused it to flare up. And within minutes, the whole fire was engulfed in flames. So, you know, I lost pretty much the whole house. The house had to be torn down after that. And, you know, we lost our dog, which was really sad.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, you know, that was the most terrible thing. But the thing at the time was that I was most thankful for, that was that there were no people there, and that no people were injured. That was the, you know, through me losing our dog, and of course all the stuff that we lost. In there,
some instruments too, right?
Yeah, lots of instruments and everything like that. But then we just started the process of rebuilding it. You know, that's what insurance is there for. And the community, really, you know, the community here in Muskoka and Huntsville, that where I live, they, you know, and all the friends that I have, everybody really showed a tremendous amount of support in reaching out and being there for me and us and.
Yeah,
that really helped with putting things back together, and now we're back here living a couple of years later, and we've got this cute little puppy here, and
it's beautiful. You were the person up the road, right?
That's right.
Kind of interesting.
Well, speaking of you were the person up the road, let's share with everybody who Tobin Spring is. I forgot. Sure. Okay, we're having such a great time. We jumped in. I'm going to share with everybody. I'm going to read part of your bio here. But before I do that, I do have a quote that Gary Kendall, the Down Child Blues Band, has said something really nice about you, and I want to share that. He said, Tobin Spring is a fresh, new blues voice from Northern Ontario, a talented and forward-moving artist, guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and band leader. And I think that's a really neat thing, first of all, that you say about band leader. That's, it just speaks to community, once again, in the music language. So I'll jump into who Tobin is and where he's born, so I can share that, right?
Is that good? That's just a great quote. That must make you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Gary's a great guy, and I really respect him. And you know, you mentioned that he said, you know, he mentioned the band leader, and that's probably the most important part of that quote to me, because I feel like I've done sort of a, you know, I strive to do a lot of work in that area, and for him to have noticed that and mentioned that in the quote, that really means a lot to me, and especially coming from him, because especially with some of my blues music ventures, Gary's been, you know, sort of an inspiration and someone for me to look up to, and just sort of has helped me out with any questions I've had and things like that. So I always really like that quote. I don't know about the fresh. I think you put fresh in there. That quote might be a couple of years old now.
Oh, well, you know what's really neat is that the vibration of that word, just the letters jumped out at me. So it's great that you had such a good feeling about it too. Well, let me share, everybody, all the listeners here, because I want to squeeze this in before commercial, which we have plenty of time. But Tobin was born in Huntsville, Ontario in 1980. He picked up the guitar at age 12 and began studying with Ryan Corrigan. Oh, and you've got here the Toxley Workman. Yeah.
That's his name. That's his, like, Hoxley Workman is the stage name. So he's from the same small town.
Oh, perfect. Okay. and it, you, for you, in early
yeah.
high school, he formed the band Legenza, along with Derek Cochran and Benji Jordan. Legenza yeah. has produced 4 studio albums, including their latest efforts entitled Both Sides. And in 2000, Toad spent a year studying classical guitar at Cambrian College.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a cold. My eyes are watering. College in Sudbury. Oh, you went all the way up there, eh? Oh,
geez. I did, yes. Sudbury Saturday night.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Yeah. He then went on to spend 3 years at Humber College before graduating with a major in jazz guitar performance. And that's why I really want to stress that you guys, everybody listening, we've got it's blues and jazz. It's all that good stuff. And, you know, when you're one with the guitar and playing this kind of music and writing these songs, there's just a life force that kind of goes through. And I'm sort of totally adding right in your bio here. But I do want to mention that while he was at Humber, he was the lead guitarist for Dave Stilwell's Blue Jackets. These are fun names. And was part of Hilary Duran's Latin. Ooh, Latin.
Hilario Duran.
Hilario, not Hilary.
Great pianist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, amazing yeah. Cuban pianist.
Latin jazz ensemble. Oh, my gosh. I want to hear that. So Tobin is open for a variety of artists, including Big Sugar, Blue Rodeo, Kim Mitchell, and April Wine. He's had 4 of his songs put into heavy rotation on Moose FM station across Ontario. You've got It's Only Life, September, Higher Height, and Both Sides of the Coin. He also wrote and produced a theme song for the 2010 Ontario Winter Games entitled Be Here. Oh, I love that. That was, oh.
I never knew that.
Didn't you?
Yeah, that one just fell into my lap. It was a really exciting thing to be a part of. Actually, that would be a great song to play on your show. I should have thought of that, but maybe we can do that at some point in the future.
Yes.
Sure we could.
Oh, my yeah. gosh. Actually, is it on YouTube or something? Do you have it up somewhere?
I don't think I've got easy access to it. It's on a CD that was produced just entirely for the Winter Games, so I'd have to track it down, but
oh.
I should be able to do that.
Do you know what? Eric has a studio here. I wonder, just I'm just making this up now, if you sent it somehow to Eric that he could put it in a format that then we could share it.
I'm
fun.
Sure. I'm sure we could do that. Yes.
Okay. And then I will close off. Finally get through. I love taking the time through people's bios because it's so exciting. But in 2005, you, Tobin, created the highly successful Northern Blues Review. There has since been 11 different incarnations of the show, and each time it has featured some of Ontario's finest blues musicians. And Tobin currently resides in Huntsville, which he talked about, where he runs a music school and performs regularly as the lead singer-guitarist for Legenza. And recently, Legenza's song entitled 6 Strings and a Radio was featured on Amanda Putt's CBC program and has been played on multiple times on CBC. That's exciting, too. You're all over the
place. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun, these little... these perks or these things that happen, they just sort of fall into my lap, you know what I mean? And then I just
yeah.
become a sort of a blessing or a windfall, and it's just you know, from plugging away at things that occasionally you get a little break like that, which is really nice.
Yeah, opportunities, they come. You never know when the golden horse is riding up, you know what I mean?
Right,
you
exactly.
Get on or get under it.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
So. We've gone a little, still got like 4 minutes before commercial. I wanted to say, because you've mentioned now a few times, which is great, like things have been falling in your lap and stuff. Now, that means to me that you're living a very aligned, like you're in alignment of your joy and your happiness, and you're in alignment of what feels good and in alignment of just living that life that is feels satisfying, feels good. And so I want to say it's not just falling in your lap. It's actually because, you know, you're keeping on that path of being true to yourself. And when you were doing that soul searching at the time, going, is this what I really want to do? Were you considering not being a musician at a time?
No, I don't think that was ever something that was really in the cards. But there was just, you know, it was the sort of thing like this, you know, I wonder, it was more of like is this the right path for me? Where is it going to lead me to? There's a certain point in my early 30s where, you know, I sort of looked at the rest of my life and wondered, okay, you know, how is this all going to play out? It seemed very daunting at that time, but I ended up just looking at it as the sort of thing where it was like, this is what I love to do. This is my passion. I can't imagine doing anything else. So I'm just going to sort of throw caution to the wind and run with it. And once I sort of just said that to myself, I haven't looked back. So I think that was part of it, was kind of letting go and just being letting being at one with things. Being at
peace. And it's like that. I mean, I've been through the same thing. I'm sure Lisa has too. No matter if you're any kind of artist, be a writer, like either books or whatever. At some point, you have to decide which way is this road going. Is it twisting around? Are we taking a turn? And everything changed. I've just been through it for the last year too. It's actually taken quite a while.
Yeah.
You have to decide what you're going to do with the rest, because obviously you get older and then your audiences change and then your life changes, life shows up, all that kind of thing. So you keep going with this, keep rolling.
Yeah. Because there's, you know, it's in a lot of cases, it's not one of those careers that there's sort of a clear cut path or hierarchy, but you know, there's not like joining a company or something like that. It's up to you to sort of make the most of it, and it's an art, and that doesn't always go hand in hand with it being a business. So
and then if you make your living with it as well as like living, like I make a living as well as you do, but also you have a side that's your artist. It's where do they collide?
Right.
Are they working together? You know,
exactly.
Obviously, we got to all live somewhere.
Yeah.
We got to eat.
That's right.
We have to have a life.
No more starving musicians.
But on the other side, you want to sell your book. You want to sell a song. You want to go play your passion and not be beat up too much about it, right? So that kind of thing.
That's right.
We've got 30 seconds for a commercial, but I just want to let everybody know to make sure they stay tuned, because when we get back from the commercials, we've got this song to play that's just so much fun, and I love that it is a Monday, because it will really get anybody up off dancing around. Like, it's like blaring. It's a fun song. We'll be right back to hear that song.
Excellent.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Everybody, Light on Living's very own musical chairs. We got Eric Lambier, my wonderful co-host here.
Yes, welcome back. Hello, everybody.
And myself, Lisa Berry, and we have a special guest, Tobin Spring. And I want to preface this. You share about a little bit about the song, Eric, and then ask Toby, and then we'll play it so everybody can hear.
I'm sharing about the song?
Well, just to say what it's called.
Oh, the song's called Up the Road. It's by blues guitarist, singer-songwriter, Mr. Tobin Spring. And I don't know what else to say. It's his song. So, Tobin, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can tell you about the song as much as I know about it anyway.
Sure.
So should we hear it first, or what do you want to do?
Let's hear it first.
All right, let's play it.
So there's Up the Road by Tobin Spring. Can I just ask you, who's playing the harmonics on that?
So that's Roly Platt, and he's a celebrated Canadian harmonica player. And I met Roly like I meet, you know, every musician that I come across in my life through a gig. And I met Roly on a gig probably about 15 years ago. And, you know, we became friends. And then, you know, we played a number of gigs throughout the year since then. And I was fortunate enough to have him play on this album that I put out that has Up the Road as the first track on it. So
Roly, the harmonica.
Oh yeah, he's outstanding, and he's played with a lot of excellent musicians himself over the years, and he's still doing his thing. He's if you look up if you look up Roly Platt, you'll see he does all kinds of different things with different players, and he's got his own music that he writes too. So he's just a treasure of a harmonica player.
Oh, a treasure! I love that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about if you want to talk about any other things, but I want to highlight that you said that. You said a treasure. You have such a sense of gratitude and this appreciation for any time you speak so far, because I've never got to, you know, I don't know you. So now I'm getting to know you. I just want to highlight that. I think that's a wonderful virtue to have, is that you seem very grateful and filled with appreciation. It's nice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's fun getting to know you over the air here too, as well, Lisa. And you know, I mean, that's just the way I look at music. And I'm always so appreciative of when I get to meet other musicians. And I find that they're often some of the greatest people that I meet in my life as well. They you know, I've learned that from them. You know, this appreciation for music, but as well as life and each other's too. Each other as well. So yeah, it's sort of it's easy to catch, you know, that feeling. So yeah,
we are a weird bunch.
Yeah,
but usually get along. Usually, what I wanted to talk once again, just talk about more of the musicians on there. No, Derek was playing drums.
Yeah, my Derek Cocker, my longtime friend and musician. We've been playing music together since high school. And he did all the drums and helped me produce that album as well.
Oh, cool. Now, he was also on when I played with you at the R&B, your Muskoka Blues Connection.
Right, which is what you guys mentioned, the Northern Blues Review, which I, you know, I started doing that probably about, that was about 15 years ago. And that that had a good 12-year run, and then it morphed into it sort of ended, and then I took the idea of that and started this thing called the Muskoka Blues Connection, which is sort of like an all-star band with it's about a 10-piece band, and we do sort of we do blues music as well as soul and R&B, and we have a lot of fun, and fortunately we've been able to get Eric to play piano on a couple of the gigs that we've had, and
yeah, that was Eric. That was a blast.
Yeah, that's always fun. I mean, Eric and I always have fun together, but when we get to play with a big band like that, it's just next level. So,
exactly. Now you have, there's drums, bass, two guitars, if I remember correctly.
This is for the Muskoka Blues Connection band?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Usually there's just one, but sometimes two, right? The gigs you played on, there's been two, because my friend Dave Curry, who plays with... as we mentioned before, Gary Kendall in St. Catharines, Dave Curry plays part of the Mighty Duck Blues Band. So, and he's been, he was actually one of my early mentors with the guitar, and he's a close family friend. So Dave Curry, he plays sometimes on some of the Muskoka Blues Connection gigs as well. So that's he would be the second guitarist.
And then we have keys. And then you had, what's his name? Singer.
There's Mr. Serge Charlebois is one of the lead vocalists in that band, as well as Tamika Herod. And she's the other lead vocalist on that. So we've got sort of a powerhouse lead vocal section. And I do a bit of singing, and Eric sings some backups as well. And on most gigs, Eric and I have to sing all the lead, but it's kind of neat with a band like this, because we can sort of sit back and just focus on playing, and then we've got these great singers that do their part for the lead vocals on this part of this on this band.
Yeah.
And we've got a horn section, so usually there's three players. Louis Tuce, John Minnis, and Joe Alfano are usually the members of the horn section. And then what
two trumpets? Was it two trumpets?
Yeah, it's usually two trumpets. That's right.
Two trumpets and a sax.
Right.
And then just to touch on it, seeing we are here, that was at the Etwell concert series.
That's right.
Put on by your family. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So we get to do that gig with, that's one of the gigs that we get to do with the Muskoka Blues Connection Band. But the Atwell Concert Series is something that my mom and dad and I started about 7 or 8 years ago now up here in Huntsville. And it just sort of started out with, I mean, you know, I'm a musician, my dad's a musician, and a lot of our friends are. So we started having some house concerts, some outdoor house concerts. Mm-hmm. And now over the years, that's turned into this thing that runs weekly throughout the summer. Usually we skip June, May and June because of the bugs.
Yeah, they can be pretty bad up there.
Yeah.
Well, now we need to find you an indoor place where you could have it because people need to hear this through the summer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It only runs through the summer. There are several winter concerts that happen at the Legion in Huntsville, but not with the same consistency that we do the weekly shows in the summer.
Right.
Oh, so, yeah. And that this we just had the last one for this season yesterday, and it was Juno Award winning Angel Forrest, this dynamic singer. She's from Montreal, and she usually comes with her husband and another lead guitar player. They come as a trio, and but they're actually their lead guitar player had a family emergency he had to attend, so they showed up just as the duo yesterday, and they were, you know, they were sort of a little bit stressed out about the fact they didn't have their you know, the other member of their band. And my dad got talking with them, and then suddenly I was thrown into the mix as the lead guitar player for yesterday. And I'd never played with them before, and they'd never played with me, and we hit it off, and some of the people just loved it. People were walking up saying it was one of their favorite shows there ever, because they knew about the spontaneity of it, and there was just an energy that we had on stage, and it was a great time for me, and they enjoyed it, and they're just so incredible. Angel and her husband, Denny, they just put on, they're such unbelievable entertainers. I can see why they're so successful, and it was just a pleasure for me to be a part of. So I always,
you know, I want to highlight that them saying, you know what, they had an one of the guitar players had that emergency, so couldn't, they were like, oh my gosh, we're nervous to go, but just like your last line of your song says, we'll never know if we never do go.
yeah you gotta take a risk and go for it, which is how I met Eric, actually.
Oh,
that's how I met Eric. We were on a gig up in Muskoka called Jake Stock, which was Eric can tell you more about the origins of it, but I got brought on board, and Eric had been doing it for years, and there, you know, some of the organizers thrust sort of thrust me on Eric, saying, we've got this guitar player here and we'd like him to sit in. And as a musician, aww, that's always a really daunting thing to have happen. it could be someone who can't play a note.
Yeah, exactly.
And Eric, you know, I remember I said to Eric, I knew he must be nervous. And I said to him, I said, look, I know these people want to make this happen. You know, the organizers, they're asking if I can sit in with you, and you've already got your band. I said, and don't feel like you have to, you know, if you'd like me to sit in for a song and that's it, then no problem. I wanted to make him feel at ease, like,
aww,
he wasn't being held hostage to having me play with him. But he, you know, we spoke a little bit, and without hearing me play, he let me sit in, and then we hit it off, I think, pretty much right in the first song. And we you know, not only did we have a great, you know, we've had a great musical journey since then, but we've also been great friends. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was like from the first note, because you're right, you're always nervous with musicians. You never know, you know, your best friend can suggest somebody. And but you know what? It was a very pleasant surprise, and we have been great friends since. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Cool. So with the Atwell concert series, that will continue.
Yeah.
Do they just show up? Do they have to get tickets? Or if there's a musician, or singer songwriter listening right now, and they want to be a part of it, do they have to audition for?
Okay, so how it works is if you go to the website, which is atwellconcertseries.ca. And you can send us an email there, and you can see the lineup. It runs weekly throughout the summer, and it's primarily blues and roots music, and the majority of it is you know, songwriters that write songs and sing and play in that vein. And some of them come on their own, like, and just do a solo or a duo, and some of them come as a full piece band. You know, either we've had you know, anywhere from four piece to seven or eight piece bands come and play there. And so if they've got some, if, you know, if they're a songwriter or they're, you know, a blues musician of some sort, then, you know, by all means, drop us a line. You know, there's an email that you can use on the website to get in touch with us. And we'll do our best to get to any, you know, songwriters out there as a headlining act. Or this year we started doing a lot of opening acts, which have worked really well. So if someone sort of wants to get their foot in the door, then they can come as an opening act as well, which has worked really well. And it's a lot of fun. And all the musicians that come there and play, you know, they love it because it's a Sunday afternoon gig and they're out there in the countryside and it's a great audience with a lot of great people. And it's just, it's a real gem. It's out in the country. It's just like the song Up the Road there where there's all these great people and it's a great place to play. It's very unique. The musicians that play there really, really love it and love coming back to play there.
And I just want to point out that it is Atwell, E, as opposed to
right.
Atwell. Sometimes on Google, it makes me go to Atwell.
Right, that's right. It's Etwell, AtwellConcertSeries.ca. And, so people don't need to buy tickets for it. No, they just, it's a suggested donation at the gate. So you just drive in there, and then usually it's my dad at the end of the driveway, and it's a suggested donation of $20 that goes towards paying for the bands. And that's it. So the musicians who travel from sometimes great distances can get paid for their efforts, and then everybody comes in and has a good time.
Because I want to point out one thing. Remember last year when I was there, David Vest was needed a band, and we just sat in with him. So
That was another great musical experience. That was a blast.
And Tobin, I'm going to ask you if you don't mind if we can just keep you on for the commercial break here and just bring you back so we can. I don't want to just let you go now, so can you hang on and wait for it to
after
the commercial? Okay,
no
good. Okay. Well, everybody, we're so happy to have you with us and listening to Tobin Spring. Join us right after the commercial break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
everybody, for joining us. We're here at Light on Living's Musical Chairs. I just love the show.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. And I just wanted to say, everybody should sit in their favorite chair when they listen to the show.
Nice.
We're on the floor right now.
So. That's my favorite chair.
It's a huge chair, but you know what? Whatever chair works for you, do it. You know?
A funny story, Tobin, just to share with you about this. So Eric's actually my studio guy right now, and I'm doing an audio book. And so he was like, I think you'll be better if you sit down, because I was going to stand. And then I think you'd do better this. And I couldn't get comfortable. Well, I always sit on the floor. So Eric was just smart enough to go, why don't you sit on the floor?
Well, and then what are we doing? Because Lisa's so energetic when she stands up, I said, maybe you should sit down and read. And then by the time we're almost done, when she's actually reading the book now, she's on the floor. So.
And so he set me up with this little, what is it called? The mic is the special. What, it wasn't
an Audio
so short.
Technica 4050.
Oh, yeah.
Just for those of you.
But he puts me in the drum booth. It's nice and carpeted, squishy in there, and I sit down again. So it's all about being comfortable and being else. And, you know, it sounds like all the places that the place that you're creating for all these musicians to join is so comfortable. It just attracts all these people to come. And, Eric, you wanted to ask about.
I just want to ask a couple questions. If you don't mind staying on with us, Toby, you know, this is such a good interview. Maybe we'll just continue for the last segment. Is that cool?
Sounds great.
All right. But the one question was, just to finish off the Etwell, is what kind of artists have you had there?
Right, yeah, good question. So it's like I mentioned before, it's primarily sort of blues and roots artists. And in Canada, we've got a wide variety of them. Some of them aren't necessarily household names, but once you tap into that genre, you see that we've got these incredible artists. Some of them, I'll just mention some of the recent ones we've had. We had Steve Strongman, and you know, he's a multiple Juno Award winner for his efforts in blues music, and he's just an outstanding singer, songwriter, guitarist, and he just came and played on his own this year. We've been looking forward to having him for a few years, but as well, we have, you know, this year we also had a band called the Hogtown All-Stars, and those guys are they're all members of the, you know, the Canadian band, the legendary band, the Downchild Blues Band. So,
oh, yeah.
So they played there this summer. Some other names, notable names would be, we just had Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. She's a powerhouse singer, and they're an upcoming blues act in Canada, based out of Toronto. We have, who else has been there?
Jack's been there, right? Jack the Kaiser?
Jack the Kaiser, one of my favorites. Yeah, the Kaiser's been there several times. He's amazing, as well as Paul Reddick.
Harmonica.
Carlos Del Junco, another great harmonica player and singer-songwriter, as well as some great musicians like yourself, Eric Lambier.
Oh, thank you. And have you ever had Jimmy Boskills up there?
Yeah, Jimmy's been there several times. The times he's been there, I think a couple times I've seen them, it was when he was doing a duo with Carlos Del Junco, who's like the Jimi Hendrix of the harmonica. And Jimmy and him had teamed up, and Jimmy's just, he's a young guy, and he's been, since I think about the age of 14, he's been, he's been out performing and been sort of like a big name in terms of blues guitar playing and singing and songwriting. And so he's been at it for a while now, and he's just outstanding to behold. He's really sort of like he was a prodigy, I think, and now he's touring with the Sheepdogs. He's a member of the Sheepdogs, the Canadian blues rock band, the Sheepdogs.
Yeah, so, great band.
Great band.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, if you ever get a chance to see the Sheepdogs, Jimmy's out there singing and playing lead guitar, he's a great guy too.
And another guy that's been at yours at the Etwell is Jerome Godbout, right? Harmonica player.
Yeah. Just another great guy and great musician. Jerome, always what a great entertainer. So
and he played on my album too.
There you go. Yeah. And Lance Anderson, another great piano player, was another fellow who happened to play on my album there with he plays on Up the Road. And
he's
Lance is there and played. He's a great piano player.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, so if you guys do this every year, you said about 8 years now, you already know your lineup for this coming summer, 2019?
I would say that it's probably half booked, but there's definitely still some openings. And And so, you know, we know who's going to be. There's some people that sort of come every year, and sometimes we have such a great show, like I mentioned with the show we had with Angel yesterday. I can't imagine that she won't be coming back next year, because it'll be back by popular demand with that one. So I would say it's probably half the lineup is half booked, I would say, for next year.
Well, this is fabulous. Cool. So you just bring a lawn chair and bring your instrument, and you can hang out and listen or do whatever.
Yeah, that's right. You can bring a lawn chair, or there's seats that are provided. It just depends how close you want to get to the action. And that's right. It's just a good time. You can bring.
Oh, is it dog friendly? Can they bring their animals?
They can bring animals. We just
yay,
ask them,
okay.
They be leashed, but absolutely, it's dog friendly, and you know, dancing is encouraged as well. So it's a
and
good
the
time.
best pizza ever.
Woo!
Right. That's right.
I just want to say, because they have a wood fired right behind where I sit, which I usually feel the heat from it,
yeah.
is the pizza, and they have pizza there that's just awesome from a wood fired oven.
That's right. That's right. That's a big hit.
Yeah.
Hey, do people ever make marshmallows in the pizza oven?
You know what? I don't think so. We cooked other things in pizza in there, but marshmallows, they might melt. It's pretty hot in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have a question?
Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because I was going to touch more on now, you do teach students.
Yes. Yeah,
so
right.
How many students do you have?
I've got about 50 students that come per week, and primarily guitar, but I also teach ukulele, mandolin, banjo, drums, bass. So those are some of the things that I teach as well. And yeah, I love teaching. It's been something that I've done for the last 15 years or so, and
I have to say, those instruments are just like, every time you can't even not smile when you hear the word banjo or ukulele. You have fun like saying them.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, you know, they're all sort of cousins of the guitar, so they're not that, you know, it's not like when I pick those instruments up, it's not like me going and grabbing a piccolo or some sort of a woodwind instrument that I'm not familiar with at all. So I can sort of find my way around and teach beginners how to play some of those stringed instruments. So I enjoy it a lot. I get a lot of pleasure out of teaching people and seeing where they go with it, and when they make progress and have fun with it, then I get a lot of enjoyment out of that myself.
Where do they go to get?
Yeah, I was going to say the same. That where. Now, primary, probably a lot of that is word of mouth with you, because you're from the community, obviously, but how do they get a hold of you for that, or is it just word of mouth that you built it?
If it has been built up through word of mouth and through the community. Most of the lessons are taught at my home here in Huntsville, but sometimes I do make house calls as well, if that works out better. And you know, people can get a hold of me through, if they go to my website, tobinspring.com, then it's got my email on there, or they can track me down on Facebook as well if they'd like. There's not a lot of other Tobin Springs around, so
all right.
if they give me a search, then they'll be able to get in touch with me.
Okay. And if there was, hey, I'm going to put you on the spot for one second.
Sure.
So this sort of if there was something that you could say to up and coming, let's say we have some young students listening who want to take up the guitar or an instrument or anything, what would be just a little piece of advice that you'd throw out there?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Wow. Well, I would say, I like whenever I get asked that question, I like to think back. What would I have said to myself if I could go back and see my myself when I was starting? And I think I would say that. You know, believe it or not, I know everybody just hammers home on this all the time, but it's practice. Practicing is what takes you. Practice makes perfect.
Right. Yeah.
You can find, you know, when you're younger like that, you've got sometimes some time on your hand, and if you can find that time to practice and put in a bit of practice each day, then that's really what makes the progress. And if you find yourself sort of, as a lot of people do, becoming passionate about music and an instrument, then just, you know, if you can find a way, and sometimes a good teacher will help you do this, you know, develop some sort of a practice schedule, you know, find a way that you can work on, you know, the things that you like to work on, but also put some time into some of the technical end of things. If you can develop that at a young age, then boy, that's really what it's all about, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, and I think you'd agree with that, is with the teacher. I like what you said about teacher, because when I took jazz, you know, you're kind of going into an area that I don't really know, but a teacher like yourself can suggest players for them to listen to and become mentors, right?
Yeah, and like, just to draw on what you're saying, listening. You just mentioned listening, and so often nowadays, with, you know, I've got these young students who are coming in, they're interested in playing an instrument, and of course I get it. Not everybody, especially at a young age, is even listening to music yet. But if you can impress upon them the importance of that, you know, with, especially with the types of music that, you know, that we're into, you know, whether it be blues or rock music or roots music or pop or jazz, listening is such an important part of that. And so the sooner that they can get a handle on that and maybe even start to listen to some of the music they could possibly be working on, that just that's such a key component of it. So listening is huge.
Yeah.
And I love that you both mentioned about the word mentor, Eric, here, because when at any age, it doesn't matter how old you are, little to old, it doesn't matter. When you have somebody that you go, wow, either you want to not be like them, but live the experiences that they're having and make them your own. It's something like you get to daydream, and that really puts the passion in there. When you have the passion, then that, you know, practicing, it doesn't even sound like work. It makes it like, oh my gosh, I'm putting another day in towards living my dream. And it just kind of gets built. So I love that you mentioned mentors, because sometimes we just can't do it all our own. We need a little bit of inspiration.
And just because I haven't done a quote yet this particular show, I'm going to do a little quote.
Ooh.
Is what I remember reading from Michael Jackson said, study the great, learn from the greats, and then if you can, be better than them.
Ooh.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And
that's inspiration right there. That's a great quote.
Yeah, if you can, you know, learn from everybody, have your ears open, your eyes open, especially because this can go over too. People are listening who are writers, say writing a book or writing articles. You know, we all have our mentors, and you know, study them, have them part of you, but then be you.
Right, be yourself. That's right, and I like that quote, because what it is that I think that a lot of times, you know, depending on the craft, people get it in their heads that they'll never be as good as the greats, right? But I think that if you have an attitude where it's like, look, I'm going to learn from the best, but then I'm just going to do what I do, and trust that if you work hard at it and you're passionate about it, that you trust in the fact that you will be great. Then it's really inspiring to think that you could create something that's that's up there on par with some of the greats and the people that in your own mind that you look up to. And I think that's important, and that's really inspirational. So that's pretty cool.
And great is in the ear of the beholder too.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It really is. So.
Yeah.
Well, as we got 2 minutes left here, so I just want to, first of all, I want to thank Tobin for sharing like a little bit more time than we thought, but I'm still happy.
Thanks for being on, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lisa, very much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. And thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me on and be a part of the show.
Yeah, and I think we should all make everybody listening, if you want to, wherever part of the world you are, you fly on out next summer and come on to the concert.
Because I'm going to say that maybe next year we could do an interview or something up there with musical chairs at Atwell Concert Series. Maybe we'll come up one Sunday and talk to your folks, because they're a big part of this. They're great people, by the way. I've met them, and they're the best hosts on the planet, and your family.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to come enjoy it. That would be, we'd love to do some sort of live from location at the Atwell Concert Series. That'd be just great.
That would be cool,
Sure. So in my closing remarks to everybody listening right now is that what I've really pulled from this, and just a reminder that we all can use, is that, you know what, I love that you mentioned about the greats, Eric, because it is about being our greatest self, and that commitment, that's what our practice is. It's that commitment to ourselves, to being our greatest, and whatever craft that you're doing, whether it's musicianship, like we said, or writing, it doesn't matter what it is, but just be your greatest self, and just that's what you wake up every day wanting to do the best of that.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So your last minute, Eric?
Well, no, it's been just great having Tobin on. This has been our first live interview. Actually, we haven't even done this is our first interview, except for me. She's interviewed me a couple times. But this is our first interview, and it's just been great having you on the show once again. Thank you very much, Tobin. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right. So just a friendly reminder, everybody, as we close off, is that
TobinSpring.com. Sorry, TobinSpring.com. Check that out. Etwell Series, etwellconcertseries.ca. Is that correct, Tobin?
Correct on both accounts. That's right.
Okay. And check those things out. And then I'm done. Here we go.
There we go. All right. Well, everybody, musical chairs next month. Oh, by the way, I want to say one thing. This is our birthday. This is our birthday month. So happy birthday to Eric this month. Happy birthday to Lisa this month. October. I love October. It's so much fun, and this is a perfect fun thing. So we don't have time to mention on the next thing. So Eric and I do have an Audio Fest event coming up, but we'll be sharing with you guys on that on Facebook probably more or less. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next month, and Light on Living will be back next Monday.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
See you. Bye, everybody.